everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
So do you have a favorite toy when you were young, Laura?
Yep, I had a really cute teddy bear, 就是泰迪熊。Actually, I think it was a Care Bear, 就是
关心
熊，或是爱心熊。It has that heart.
And they have become in different colors too,
yeah,
right?
Mine was pink, and actually, I think my sister's was pink, and mine was yellow or purple. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Did you watch the show?
Because there's
a show with the Care
Bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never had a Care Bear. I didn't really watch the show either. Mm. I actually grew up playing video games.Barbie.
Okay, that's foolish.
Cars. Uh-huh. And my brother and I would actually often use our imagination a lot. We'd pretend to go on like dangerous adventures and like build forts. So we didn't actually only play with toys, but we also used our imagination too.
Wow, that sounds like fun. 其实小时候我们好像都会有这个想象力很无穷哦。其实玩具没有好像现在的小朋友多，但是玩的还是很开心的。
Okay, so today we're going to talk about a toy you're probably familiar with. His name is Mr. Potato Head. Mm. So let's take a look at our article today.
Mr. Potato Head, a toy becomes a movie star.
Mr. Potato Head began his life as a cereal box prize. What's more...He was made by piercing a real potato with plastic parts. This interesting idea came from George Lerner, but it was certainly a hard sell. However, in 1952, Hasbro decided to market Mr. Potato Head. He was the first toy to be advertised on TV. By 1964, Mr. Potato Head gained the plastic body he has today.Mr. Potato Head has made millions for Hasbro. When he appeared in Toy Story, he became even more famous. He's also known for dressing up as different characters too. Mr. Potato Head will continue to be loved. He's a pop icon after all.
Word power!
Prize, prize. Bobby is so lucky. He won the only prize. Bobby is so lucky. He won the only prize. Part, part. The machine doesn't work because one of its parts.Is missing. The machine doesn't work because one of its parts is missing. Appear, appear. Aaron appeared as an extra in a movie. Aaron appeared as an extra in a movie. Famous.Famous. Central Park is one of the most famous parks in the world. Central Park is one of the most famous parks in the world.
Look at this! We
Yay!
Have a Mr. Potato Head here! Okay, mm-hmm. So the first line of our article reads, Mr. Potato Head began his life as a cereal box prize. Mm. So a prize is an award that is given to a person who wins a competition
right.
or a race. For example, if you put your name in a draw, which is like a big box full of a whole bunch of names, you're entering for a chance to win a prize. Mm. It could be a trip to Japan, money, or even a gift.
Okay, so Mr. Potato Head, 我不知道为什么我们翻成弹头先生不是马铃薯头。Okay, 他的一生是从当这个早餐像这种玉米片那种盒里面的奖品所开始的哦。其中的 cereal, 我们来看一下哦。其实它就是早餐我们吃的这个加牛 牛奶的玉米片之类的 cornflakes 之类也都是 cereal 的一种、嗯、那 prize 是什么呢？它其实就是指奖品。那除了这个比赛我们可以得奖的这个 prize 呢，如果是抽奖 draw 的奖品，我们也可以用 prize 来表示、嗯、可能像是刚刚 Angeline 老师提到的 a trip， 哇、wow, 就是旅游的奖品啦、嗯、或者是奖金啊 money 还有小礼物等等哦。
Here is an example sentence for the word prize. Bobby is so lucky he won the only prize. Bobby is so lucky he won the only prize.
Bobby 幸运极了，他获得了唯一的一份奖品耶。
Have you ever won a prize?
Never.
Me neither. So I'm not sure if this is common in Taiwan, but when I was young, sometimes when we bought a box of cereal, there'd be a prize in the box. I remember getting temporary tattoos, which are tattoos that you put on your, kind of like a sticker that you can put onto your skin. And then when you take it off, like you put a bit of water, you take it off, and then there's like a, kind of like a sticker on your hand. And even character cards. The toys now seem to be better though. You'll get small little figurines, which is like a small model of a person or an animal. And there's like color-changing spoons or even a watch.
Wow, color-changing spoons. They sound so cool. I only remember color-changing rings.
Mood rings, right? Yeah.
Okay, 会变色的汤匙我没有用过，我只有记得会变色的戒指，英文是 mood rings， 就是跟着你的心情然后会变色哦。可是呢，诶，我好像没有拿过刚刚金老师说的那种 temporary tattoos， 就是那种纹身的贴纸。我想想看呢，好像很久以前啊，我知道啦，这个乖乖里面会送小东西 ，but it's not a cereal， 它是、只是 junk food snacks。它可能会送 stickers， 所以也是贴纸，或者它真的有那个 small little figurines， 就是小人偶之类的东西。我记得要自己组装。I guess nowadays we also have Kinder Surprise, right? And they have a lot of toys inside. 健达奇趣蛋
Right. Okay, so let's go back to our article. It says, what's more, he was made by piercing a real potato with plastic parts. So let's first take a look at the phrase, what's more. It's used to add something surprising or interesting to what you have just said.
OK， 我们来看一下哦，这个文章提到，此外最原始的弹头先生呢，是用这个塑胶部位刺穿真的马铃薯所制成的，听起来很痛哦。What's more 是什么呢？就是附加表示除此之外啊，还有什么什么啊，提供更有趣的事情啊。
The word pierce is a verb, so if you pierce something, kind of like this, like there's not any put in, pierce. Okay, so if you pierce something, you make a small hole in or through something using an object with a sharp point. For example, if you like to wear earrings, you need to pierce your ears first.
对呀、啊、pierce 就是刺穿，像是我小时候超爱漂亮哦，我小二年级就去 pierce my ears. Okay, 就是穿耳洞。
So if you get our ears pierced or other parts of our body pierced, we also call these holes piercings.
Oh,
so instead
piercings.
of calling them holes, we call them piercings. P-I-E-R-C-I-N-G-S. Okay?
Okay, 所以呢 piercing 呢其实就是指这个耳洞的洞。Okay, 当然有的人好像也会穿在别的地方，像是脸上啊或是肚脐上啊等等。
Let's also explain what the word part means in our article.Part is a piece of machine or structure. For Mr. Potato Head, he comes with different parts, like feet and hats. For example, when you buy furniture from IKEA, it actually comes in parts too, right? You have to build your furniture yourself using these parts. Likewise, Mr. Potato Head comes actually with nothing on it. And then you have to put its parts, his eyes, his nose, and everything on it.
Okay, 所以 part 是什么呢？就是零件的意思，其实就是一整件物品的小部分，像这个耳朵啊，这就是它小小的 part 零件哦。像是刚才君老师提到，如果去 IKEA 或是你们比较熟悉用 IKEA 来发音哦的家具呢，就会让你自己要组装零件。But I usually pay someone else to do it for me. 因为我很笨，我不会组装。I can't put the parts together.
But you should be fine with Mr. Potato Head,
yeah,
right?
Easy.
Okay, here's an example sentence for the word part. The machine doesn't work because one of its parts is missing. The machine doesn't work because one of its parts is missing.
惨了，这台机器不能运转，因为它的其中一个零件不见喽。
Okay, so there are many different loose parts that come with Mr. Potato Head. There's even eyes and ears, we were saying. Okay, so these parts are made of plastic. Plastic is a noun and an adjective. We see plastic everywhere. It's a light, strong material which can be made into different shapes when it is soft. For example, a lot of children's toys are made of plastic.
没错，塑胶就是 plastic。对啊，很多玩具都是用塑胶做的，像是刚刚提到的 Barbie doll, 芭比娃娃啦，或者是我超喜欢的 Legos.
Yes.
Look, oh, I used to love Legos.
Me too, yeah. In our article, the word plastic is an adjective. For example, there are plastic spoons,
right?
Plastic bottles, plastic bags.
哦、我懂了。其实 plastic 呢可以指塑胶本身，它是名词、或是形容词 plastic、就是塑胶的什么什么，像是塑胶袋啦 plastic bags 等等。
Okay, and then our article says this interesting idea came from George Lerner,、but it was certainly a hard sell. From this sentence, we learn that George Lerner was the one who invented Mr. Potato Head.
Okay, 那这个创意是来自于呢 George Lerner 所发想的这个创意哦，或是设计哦。但是呢，这也是相当难卖出去的东西哦。所以呢，刚刚我们提到的 invent 就是发明的意思、是由他发想发明的。
Here's some interesting information about George Lerner.、He knew kids played with foods they didn't like, and most kids don't like to eat vegetables, right?、So that's where he got this idea. He、was hoping that if food was made fun and children could play with the vegetables, they'd be more willing to eat it. So in the beginning, only the facial, which means the parts that, like the eyes and the nose,、and body parts were included in the cereal box prize. Kids would actually have to get their own potato.
Oh, okay. 所以、以前对啊，我们不喜欢吃蔬菜，就可能在那边玩啊，然后就不吃。那因为呢，这个 George Lerner 他想要让小朋友更喜欢吃蔬菜，所以他就想说，如果我把这个马铃薯造型的这个玩具做的，让小朋友爱上，搞不好他就会想要吃哦。可是我觉得我跟他有感情，我就可能舍不得吃，就觉得好可怜，要吃掉他哎。
That is true. We see the phrase hard sell. There are two meanings to this phrase. In our article, a hard sell refers to something that is difficult to get people to do or try, or in this case, to buy.
Okay. 那刚刚我们有看到 hard sell， 其实就是很难卖出去的东西。
There is one reason, one main reason for why Mr. Potato Head was actually a hard sell. So during World War II, resources like food were limited, right? Because there was a war going on. So although Mr. Potato Head was created shortly after the war, the difficulties families faced during the war were still fresh in their minds. So a lot of people thought,This was a waste of good food. Giving a real potato to my child to play as a toy was a waste.
对啊，如果在战争之后，二次大战之后，一定会怎么样？资源或是粮食缺乏，大家可能觉得，哈，用真的马铃薯当做玩具来玩，会不会太浪费了？
However, in 1952, Hasbro decided to market Mr. Potato Head.
Okay, 所以在1952年呢、Hasbro 呢就是孩之宝玩具公司决定开始行销弹头先生。这个公司非常厉害，他发明了这个我很喜欢的叠叠乐 Jenga.、Okay, 好，那我们刚刚有看到 market 这个字呢，其实猪肉它是当作名词来用，有行销这样子的意思哦。
And then our article says, he was the first toy to be advertised on TV. So to advertise something means to tell the public about a product or a service in order to encourage people to buy it or to use it.
Right, okay. 所以它就成了第一个登上电视打广告的玩具耶。Advertise 就是指打广告的意思哦，它是个动词哦。Okay, so next we read, by 1964,、Mr. Potato Head gained the plastic body he has today, like this, okay?
Yeah.
那之前呢，其实呢，就有提过这个用真的马铃薯来就是当作玩具，很浪费嘛，家长一定会抱怨，而且房子好像到处都是 rotten vegetables,、就是烂掉的蔬菜。所以到了1964年呢，弹头先生就获得如今的塑胶身躯哦。Okay, and next we read, Mr. Potato Head has made millions for Hasbro. Wow, okay, 所以弹头先生是孩之宝玩具公司的摇钱树哦，他可赚进了数百万元哦。Okay.
And then our article says,、when he appeared in Toy Story, he became even more famous. Let's take a look at the word appear. In our article, appear means to take part in a film, movie, or a television program.
没错，在 Toy Story 玩具总动员现身后呢，弹头先生更加是打响知名度。Appear 就是指出场啦，或是演出的意思。
For example, Aaron appeared as an extra in a movie.Aaron appeared as an extra in a movie.
Aaron 在一部电影里出场当零演 extra.
We also see the word famous, which you guys are all very familiar with. It means to be known about by many people in many places. Actors and singers are all famous people.
Famous 但就是指知名的意思。
For example, Central Park is one of the most famous parks in the world.Central Park is one of the most famous parks in the world.
中央公园是世界知名的公园之一。
And then our article says, he's also known for dressing up as different characters, too. You've probably seen this phrase, dress up, before. You know, during Halloween, kids often dress up as their favorite characters, okay? So it means to look like their favorite character or to dress up in a different way.
他也因为装扮成各种其他的角色而出名哦 Dress up as 就是打扮成什么什么哦、mm-hmm. Okay, last we read Mr. Potato Head will continue to be loved He's a pop icon after all 弹头先生会持续受到爱戴哦毕竟他可是个流行象征就是 pop icon 像是 Michael Jackson 就是一个 pop icon 我超爱他的
Right
Okay, let's now go to our wrap up
So now you guys know all about Mr. Potato Head. We have to say bye now.
Bye!
Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day.
Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day.
大家好，我是 Celine.放假最开心了，不管你是学生还是上班族，国定假日是大家最喜欢的啦。像是元旦的时候就是 Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day. Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day. 大家在元旦这天都放假。放假怎么说呢？就是 day off, day off. 如果你得到一个假日，不是你去请假，而是别人让你放假，像是国定假日这样，我们就可以说Get the day off. 例如夏天常常会有台风，也就是说一不小心可能就会有台风假。We could say, we got a day off because of the typhoon. We got a day off because of the typhoon. 那如果是你想要请假，你要怎么说勒？ If you want to go to Japan and you want to be there for 5 days. 如果你想要去这个日本五天，不管你是学生还是上班族都得请个假吧。那这时候我们就可以说I need to take 5 days off. I need to take 5 days off. 我需要请五天假。或者是你明天要去看牙医，所以要请个假。你就可以说 I would like to have the day off tomorrow. 或是你也可以说 I would like to take tomorrow off if that's okay. 可以的话，我明天想要请个假。最后，我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day.很好，小聚会我们下次见喽，拜拜。
Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day.
Everyone gets the day off on New Year's Day. Chit chat.
Hola, thanks though.
谢谢后面为什么加一个 though 啊？
不要急，我买回来，赶快一起吃午餐吧。
午餐，就这个。
Junk
food again， 你就吃不腻哦。
I love it so much though。
都什么都啊？句子又不说完，然后又一直吃这种垃圾食物啊！不要再吃了。
表姐，你不要走。我至少也把零食留下一包啊。哎呦，不过刚刚表姐好像觉得我句子怎么没有讲完呢？因为一般呢，我们学到的 though 是个连接词，表示虽然怎么样或是尽管怎么样，所以还要连接两个子句。比方像是午餐的时候 ，Though I wasn't very hungry, I bought a lot of junk food。可是啊，一开始我提到的 though 可是有另外的用法哦。Though 放在句尾的时候，或许同学们会比较陌生，但这样的用法可是常出现在生活会话中哦，有着然而怎么样，还是怎么样的意思，当作副词来用哦。所以刚刚我说的 I love it so much though 就有着哦，可是人家就是爱吃零食啊，这样子的意思。 Though
though 放在句尾的时候有一种添加的想法，表示虽然事实是怎么样，可是怎么样，或是然而怎么样的意思哦。来举个例子，像是大家都知道 exercise is good for our body， 不过如果要加强心中另外一个想法，可是我就是懒嘛，这时候就可以说 I'm too lazy though。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
一般我们都知道 though 是当作连接词，连接两个子句。可是你知道吗？口语上它可以放在句尾，用来添加前一句的另外的想法或语气哦。
Mr. Potato Head, a toy becomes a movie star.
Mr. Potato Head began his life as a cereal box prize. What's more, he was made by piercing a real potato with plastic parts. This interesting idea came from George Lerner, but it was certainly a hard sell. However, in 1952, Hasbro decided to market Mr. Potato Head. He was the first toy to be advertised on TV.By 1964, Mr. Potato Head gained the plastic body he has today. Mr. Potato Head has made millions for Hasbro. When he appeared in Toy Story, he became even more famous. He's also known for dressing up as different characters too. Mr. Potato Head will continue to be loved. He's a pop icon after all.
Prize, prize. Bobby is so lucky. He won the only prize. Bobby is so lucky. He won the only prize. Part, part. The machine doesn't work because one of its partsis missing. The machine doesn't work because one of its parts is missing. Appear, appear. Aaron appeared as an extra in a movie. Aaron appeared as an extra in a movie. Famous.Famous. Central Park is one of the most famous parks in the world. Central Park is one of the most famous parks in the world.